Mark Giaquinna, thanks for joining us. This has been in place for years, so why are you abandoning the system now?
It has changed over the course of the years. So the current system has not been in place for as long as you might think. In addition, we now know that the system has been manipulated. It seemed like the appropriate time to use our own measuring stick or developing our own to publicly recognize and give praise to those teachers who are most effective in our classrooms.
You mentioned a measuring stick. What will that measuring stick be like?
Well, in the past, when we were first evaluated by the state, the idea of growth in students' scores was used. It at least attempted to measure the effort of the teacher taking a student that may have started with some challenges and assisting that student to achieve his or her best. Growth was de-emphasized over time so that those teachers who taught in schools where we would expect 95 to 100% pass rate were singled out for praise and frankly, maybe deserved praise. But other teachers who would have doubled, perhaps, the test scores of their students were left outside our boardroom without having been given the kind of accolade that that kind of effort deserved. And we're talking about students who have very special challenges, students who are not proficient in the English language, students who may come from a homeless family, students who aren't blessed with proper nutrition, and other really tough challenges. Well, those teachers ought not be stigmatized. Their schools ought not be stigmatized when those teachers are working every day to bring out the best in the students who present the most difficult challenges. That's what our board said last night. We're not going to any longer publicly recognize the schools based on a yardstick that doesn't include some of the most important factors in determining whether the school is vibrant and effective.
And have you talked with other officials in other school districts around the state about this? And do you know if any of them might follow suit with what you decided to do?
I received an email this morning from the president of the South Bend School Board who asked for a copy of our resolution and indicated that she intends to present it to their board for passage. I hope that what we did last night will snowball and that all the elected school boards around the state will join us, whether they got an A or an F, and say, this system is flawed. It was flawed before we found out that it was corrupted. It was flawed before we learned that it could be manipulated based on campaign contributions, and we're not going to use it as a measuring stick. We're going to develop our own rubrics, our own metrics, and assess our schools based upon the impact we're having on the lives of our children.
And do you think you're going to be heard at the superintendent's office or even the governor's office?
I think that we already have been heard. I think that the folks in Indianapolis are paying attention to what Fort Wayne Community Schools said last night. I've been advised that someone from Fort Wayne Community Schools will be asked to serve on the task force looking at A through F. And it's my hope that the message we sent will resonate throughout the state and hopefully influence decisions made at the DOE and in the governor's office.
And before I let you go, I have to ask, in the emails that came out after the AP story, Tony Bennett seemed to have some ill feelings towards Fort Wayne and FWCS. And do you care to respond to that?
I don't mind responding to that. I served on an advisory board with Tony Bennett, and I felt very much betrayed by those comments. To have turned out that we're on, you know, his enemies list, it was very disheartening. It didn't surprise me because Fort Wayne Community School is the worst enemy of those who don't believe that traditional public education can work for children. We've proven that it can work for children. Our 88.5% graduation rate demonstrates that. Our continuous improvement demonstrates that. We have a long way to go, but Bennett's characterization of Fort Wayne was unfortunate. It was unfair, and it further points out why his grading system doesn't take into account growth, because when it did, we did get an A, and you know, lo and behold, it was changed right after that. So it does cause me to be suspicious about what motivated the change in the system to begin with.
Mark Giaquinta, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us about this.
Well, thanks for listening.